Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, get in the truck. Are you ready for this one? If all the clothes you wear are camouflage, and you drive around in a dually Dodge with a blue tick hound riding in the bed, you're ready. You're red. You're sitting in a tree stand before daylight with an 8-point buck in your sight. Not for sport, but to keep your family fed. You're red, man, you're red. You're red.
I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and NLI is Narrow Linguistic Innovation. And you just got some Narrow Linguistic Innovation by a very beautiful, powerful singer. And she has got a very daring talent to expand you into a little bit of freedom for 3 minutes and 21 seconds. And I want to welcome Nicole Donatone to the show. And welcome, pretty lady. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you. Hi, Rob. Thank you so much.
Now, that is a beautiful song. I watched the video on YouTube, too, and it's really, really good. You're a very talented young lady. How can a girl with such a soft voice have such a powerful singing voice?
Well, that's a really good question. A lot of people say that. They're like, that came out of you. But I don't know. I was blessed with this talent and this gift, and I just, you know, have a lot of fun with it. And I guess my speaking voice does differ from my singing voice. But I really enjoy it. And as long as I'm touching people's hearts and they're enjoying it, then, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's awesome.
It is. And I'm on Nicole's website. It's NicoleDonatone.com. And it's D-O-N-A-T-O-N-E is how you spell Nicole's last name, and it's on her website. But, Donna, how do you feel people are really afraid to really get into their artistic talents and show it off and show it as you do?
How do I feel that people, I'm sorry, I kind of missed the beginning of that question. How do I feel people are afraid?
Yeah, people fear their own talents more than anything, but you've opened up and seen your talents. How would you say people should open up, feel they should open up and see their talents such as you have?
Well, you know, I think it's about after you, you know, you realize what your gift or your talent is, whether, you know, it be cooking in the kitchen or, you know, singing on stage like myself or whatever it may be, you know, it's using that gift and touching people with that gift, whatever that gift is. And I think that, you know, when I'm on stage and when I get off stage and people come up to me and they say, wow, you know, I was crying when you just got done singing that song off of your album and it really touched my heart, I think that, you know, allows me to really enjoy what I'm doing and to keep pursuing it and to keep doing it and to not be afraid because, you know, people are really enjoying, you know, my performance. And I think that that's what allows me and helps me to keep singing and performing on stage.
And you also have a new album. Is the name of your new album, If You Knew?
Yes, it is.
And you can go to Donna Nicole's website and you can see it right on the front page. And you can purchase it from No Peeking. And you're also a talent director for another radio station. So how does your singing talent and being a talent director actually open out for you to see your own talents in a better way?
Yeah, it's really neat because I am a radio DJ myself. And I work at a venue in the Poconos of Pennsylvania, and we have a lot of big national acts come through and perform. So I get to contact management for some of these acts. And, for instance, one was Sammy Kershaw. And, you know, I get to, you know, talk to their management, and it gives me encouragement, and it's very exciting because that's something that I'd like to do one day is, you know, tour and do big shows and that sort of thing. So it's really cool, and it keeps me motivated.
Now, also, you can go to the NicoleDonatone.com, and you can go to her bio, and she's open for Willie Nelson, Connie Smith, John Michael Montgomery, Tracy Byrd, Sammy Kershaw, Restless Heart, Randy Travis. And you've also been compared to Patsy Cline, but if you listen to the clarity of your voice and the power of it, you can see how that comes about. And you are you're raised in a country setting, so you really understand the country music side of life, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I mean, I definitely come from a musical background. My mom always sang to me. We always had music playing. Some of my great uncles actually had a bluegrass country western band years ago, and my parents own their own business. So if I'm not singing or if I'm not, you know, at the radio station hosting an interview myself or hosting a show, I'm at my parents' business sweeping, you know, our floors. We have a deli, a luncheonette, or I'm taking orders. And it keeps me well grounded and I know where I came from.
And that's good, but you can also go to PennSpeakRadio.com, and that's where Nicole has her radio show. And if you listen to the song Red that she just sang, you can hear the clarity, but you can hear the heart of her sing. It's really her heart singing through her vocal cords. Wouldn't you say?
Thank you.
Nicole?
Oh, yes, definitely. I try to put all of my everything that I have into my music, pretty much, you know, and I try to choose songs that have special meaning to them and that really will touch the hearts of many people, songs that you and I, you know, can relate to. I don't know if you had a chance, Rob, to listen to any of the songs off of my, did you have a chance to listen to anything else off of the album?
No, I haven't, but also you got a schedule here. You're going to be performing on June 16th, 2013 at the Amulus County Park, Pavilion?
Yes, I will be there. It's in Emmaus, Pennsylvania at the Community Park Arts Pavilion Gazebo. Yes, there's about five shows listed up there so far.
Yeah, and I see them. You can go get her schedule. If you think her voice is pretty, you should go to her website. She is a very powerful young lady, but if you look into her eyes, see, I've learned something. When you look at a person's picture and you look at their eyes, that's going to be the window to their heart and their soul. And you can see how clear and how straightforward your eyes are, Nicole. And that shows you're in your heart and you sing from your heart.
I do. Thank you very much.
And when I've opened up to that, but you go there and you can find out everything. But, Nicole, people have way more talent than they see. How would you say if somebody was searching for their talent, what would be one thing you could give them to open up to seeing their talent?
Well, I think you should enjoy whatever your talent is. You probably will be enjoying it. And if you're not enjoying it, then that might not be what your talent is. But if it's something that you enjoy to do, whether it just be, like I was saying earlier, I know I'm comparing it to what I said earlier, but like just to cook in the kitchen or bake something, whatever, your talent is, you must enjoy it. That's for sure.
And you can also go to NicoleDonatone.com and you can go right on the front page and there's a t-shirt with her picture and her song Red, You're Red.
Yeah.
You go right there and order it, and that way you know you're red all the time.
Yeah.
and anyway, but Donna, I mean, Nicole, you do a lot of different things in the business. So if somebody was choosing, let's just say, to get into the music business,
mm-hmm.
what is something that you could give them right here on this show to expand them to get started and open their eyes to how to get their foot in the door?
Well, I haven't made it to the big national level at this point, but I've gotten really far and I'm very blessed and happy to have made a video and to have recorded an album in Nashville. But where I personally started, I started singing at a young age, at 4 years old. And when I was about 11 years old, I was singing outside of my grandparents' house, and my grandmother heard me singing Leanne Rimes' Blue. And she said, "Who's that singing?" And my mom said, "Well, that's Nicole singing." And she goes, "Oh, my gosh, I thought that was the record. She's a really good singer." So, my parents ended up involving me in singing competitions, little karaoke competitions at restaurants, and then fairs, festivals, volunteering at nursing homes. So anything... I was only 11 years old, so anything I could get myself involved into, I would recommend if, you're an aspiring artist or musician to get involved in any kind of opportunity to perform, no matter where it is, whether it's at a nursing home, at a fair, maybe at a restaurant. I say that's definitely a step in the right direction and to definitely keep pursuing it and not giving up, because a lot of doors close on you, but another one will always open.
And when you're ready, the door really does open. I'm on nopeaking.com, and I'm looking at Nicole Donatone's debut CD. And if you go to Nicole's website and you go to her music, and it comes up, and if you go down just a little ways, you'll see the No Peaking website, and you can go there and purchase her album. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say also, if you are just interested in maybe purchasing one song, like Red, for instance, you can go to iTunes.com and purchase it from my website. You can link over as well.
All right. And anyway... But you heard the clarity in her voice, and we're going to listen to another one of Nicole's songs here pretty soon. But Donna, I mean, I keep calling you Donna because Donna Tone's got Donna in my head. I apologize
because of
for
how
that.
I told you whole... my... It's okay. I told you how to pronounce my last name.
Yeah, but Nicole, that's a prettier name. I got a cousin named Nicole. But, Nicole, when people are choosing to engage in the music business and they got a voice, how important is it to have parents that really come along and support you all the way through?
For me, it was very important. It gave me having that support and that backbone behind you when things don't go that well or, you know, helping to make the right decisions. It's very, very important to have people to support you, whether it be friends, family, your parents, grandparents, whoever it is, just to have someone be there to encourage and, you know, just have your back. It's a great feeling, and it does help for sure.
And if somebody's a parent and their kid has some, and their child has talent, they should really get behind them and not be a naysayer. They should do everything they can support them. Because ain't that what happened to Taylor Swift and you and several other ones that have made it all the way to the top? It's just a matter of time before you're at the top.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I definitely will, you know, I continue to pursue my dreams. And as long as I'm performing wherever it may be, and people are enjoying it and it's touching hearts, and I'm having fun, and that's all that matters.
That's the thing about life. This world is really afraid to have fun anymore and live the life they choose. Wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, I can't speak on everyone's behalf, but you do have to have fun to, you know, enjoy your life and just, you know, relax and live in the moment.
Because we've always lived a continuous now. It's just taken a while for me to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, you can go to NicoleDonatone.com, and up at the top there's the home, the news, the schedule. You can go to the booking, and you can go for booking information. You can go to booking at NicoleDonatone.com, or you can call. Do you want to give out your number?
Well, you can call the radio station if you'd like. If you're interested, I have an office business line, and it's 610-826-9668, extension 5.
And you'll get to talk to Nicole, and she has a very professional voice when you talk to her, because when I called her, it was very professional. Nicole, when you choose to write your own songs?
Now, I have written songs, but I have not recorded any of them yet.
So it's just a matter of time before you record your own songs, isn't it, Nicole?
Yeah, you never know. It's definitely a thought that I'd like to do one day for sure. I have to have a little more practice on my writing skills first.
Well, that life is about engaging in the expansion of life, and that's something I've really opened up to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you also had a professional producer help with the song You're Red, didn't you?
Yes. We produced the album in Tennessee, and the song Red was directed, the video itself, was directed by a Grammy Award winner from Nashville as well, Jim Shea, who actually, if you're familiar with Brad Paisley and Barbra Streisand and Jimmy Buffett, he actually has directed a lot of big names in the country music world and all different genres of music. He directed their videos. So I actually had the opportunity to work with him. It was a very humbling experience, and it was... He was great. He really was. It was a lot of fun. And as you can see in the video, he did a really good job putting it all together once it was done.
He did an excellent job. That's a nice video to watch. You can go to YouTube and watch it. But you also performed with Aaron Tippin, I see here on your news. Did you perform with him?
I did open for him when he was up at Penn's Peak in Jim Thorpe. And I had the chance to meet him before the show, and then I opened the show, and then he performed. And then every show he does. At least I know every show that he performs at Penn's Peak, he's been there before. That's where I work as a DJ. And he's performed there. And he always puts together a bicycle by hand. And then he gives it to a foundation like Toys for Tots. So he put a bike together on stage, and then I came out to take the bike, and, you know, I was going to give it to whatever organization of his choice. And then we actually, I don't know if you saw the picture on the website or not, we had a Marine come out, and which was awesome, and we all gave him a round of applause for his services. And he actually took the bike, and he was going to give it to an organization. So Aaron Tippin was a lot of fun. I actually got to do an interview with him, and I still keep in touch with him on Twitter. So it was a very nice experience to open for him and meet him as well.
He's probably one of the most down-to-earth singers in the country music, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he really is one of them, that's for sure. And he's a very strong supporter of America, USA, and all of our military men and women. I think he's going on the road again to do a tour for our military. And he is very down to earth. Very, very nice. Very nice man.
Well, and as I'm here, I'm on your links. You got your Penn's Peak, your UKCountryMusic.net. What is that? Is that connected to the to
actually,
England?
Yeah, it's in the UK. It's another country music radio station blog network, and who found my music on Twitter, and I did an interview with them, and they played my song, and they did you know, they specialize in country music and upcoming artists as well. So it was really neat to do that, and I pretty much just share their link on my website, and they do the same for me.
And so, anyway, the call-in number to talk to Nicole is 718-305-6548. And now we're going to play Nicole's other song, If You Knew, and that's the name of the album. And if I can get all the buttons to work, here we go.
Thank you.
Nicole Donatone, If You Knew. And I want you guys in the world to remember the name Nicole Donatone, because you're going to hear it on an international scene very soon, because that was a very powerful song. And if you heard the power in her voice, you can hear it comes from her heart. And she
is a
very powerful singer. And it's really been my honor to hear that song. That was a very true song.
Thank you very much.
That song has a lot to do with life, If We Knew.
Oh, yes. It definitely
and
does.
So how do your songs get to you, Nicole? Somebody, let's say somebody had a song. How would they get it to somebody that could sing it for them?
The songs off of my album, I actually found through publishing companies. I went online and I searched for these songs, and I'm not a huge star like Carrie Underwood or Martina McBride, and I guess if you're trying to get your songs to an artist like that, it could be difficult, but if you have the right connections, you can submit the songs to their management and to them. But if you submit to publishing companies and you post your songs on there, artists like big artists or artists like me, independent artists, can go on to the websites and search songs, and that's actually how I found this song. Through my producer in Nashville. He had a handful of songs, and he said, take these home and listen to them, see if any of them interest you. So I listened to them, and this one in particular really stuck out to me, and it really, really touched my heart, and I knew a lot of people could definitely relate to a song like this. And that was kind of my process in choosing the songs off of my album.
So, and anyway, I want you can go to NicoleDonatone.com and get the album off of NoPete.com. But, Nicole, you said something in there. You may not be well known today, but in a couple of years you're going to be very well known. And I get to say, I knew Nicole when. That makes my day.
Aw. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your positive and your kind words. I really do.
And we're down to the last minute and a half, and the song is You're Red and If You Knew off of Nicole's album, If You Knew. And Donna, if somebody wanted to listen to your songs and your radio show, they can just go to the website,
PenPeak.com? PensPeakRadio.com. And tomorrow night, Eastern time, actually between 6 and 8 o'clock, I will have my country music show on at PensPeakRadio.com. And all of the information can also be accessed at NicoleDonatone.com.
And you can go there, buy her T-shirts and buy her album. We're down to the last few seconds here, Nicole. Give the people some wisdom about music and life, and then I'll close out the show.
Well, definitely, I appreciate, thank you so much for having me on, and if you have a dream, especially in the music world, pursue it, follow it, work hard, don't give up, strive, and like I said earlier, when one door closes, another one opens. Don't let people bring you down with their negativity. Think positive, positive, positive energy all the time, and you will get to where you want to be.
And I want to thank Nicole Donatone and all the listeners on the that were listening. And I really want everybody to remember the name Nicole Donatone, because you will hear it on a national and international level in a very short time. Because them were powerful songs by a powerful voice and a very beautiful, wise lady.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing an interview with me, and to all of your listeners for listening. Thank you.
And everybody, we'll be here Thursday night with Kimberly West, and we're going to be talking about Claim Your Thunder. It's a seminar I'm speaking in Florida a week from this Saturday. And Nicole, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless. And you have a great night.
I already have. I got to be on the radio show with you. Life don't get any better than that.
Aw, thank you.
And everybody have a good night. It's NicoleDonatone.com. Go to the website and go to NoPeakDonatone.com and buy her album, If You Knew, or to iTunes and buy individual songs. Thank you, Nicole, and the listeners, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.